So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Lasso speaking, hope you're well. So, in this video, let's talk about building a war chest. What's something that we're definitely doing right now. Today is end of May, sometime at the end of May, I don't know when it is. But we kind of expect some form of recession to come. And in that recession, we expect that there will be some discounted assets available for maybe pennies on the pound. Like, we don't know yet, and time will tell. But right now, we're keeping hold of cash. We're keeping cash back where possible. We're getting access to as much cash as we can. We've paid off all our debts. And now it's that building of a war chest so that we can pick and choose the type of assets that we want to take over. And we've got a couple of specific assets that we're looking for. One is properties, but the return on investment's not fast enough on those. And then another one is on businesses. This is where we're going to buy it for pennies on the pound. We're going to invest a lot in marketing in that business, and then we're going to ramp it up, generate a lot of cash flow, and we're going to sell that business on, or we're going to keep hold of it now that we've ramped up the cash flow. And really, they're the kind of assets that we're looking for over the next 6 months. Now, recession-wise, we don't know when it's going to happen. Heck, it might not even happen, okay? But is having a war chest of cash available so that when we find, or if we find, a deal that we want to do, we're not having to raise finance based on somebody else's evaluation of how good or how bad we are. We don't want to have to do any of that. We want to be in a position so we see an opportunity, we can buy it as fast as we can. And actually, what we're also going to be doing is, when we see an opportunity, not only are we going to buy it as fast as we can, but as soon as we enter into negotiations for buying that asset, we're going to also enter negotiations for selling the same asset, but adding some value to it in 6 months' time. Like, literally, we might even find a buyer for something before we even buy it ourselves, and then we sell it at an upmarket value. We might make $1,000, we might make $10,000, we might make $500,000. Who the heck knows? But this is one of the beauties of a recession, if I'm allowed to say that, because obviously it's a recession. They're not happy times. They're not great times, they're not fun times. But for most people, a recession is this dreadful thing that we're, you know, hating. We don't want to be in that position. We want a recession to be a thing where we can go out and take our opportunities and make a lot of money, where other people are fearful. We want to be positive and outgoing, and we want to be buying assets as much and as fast as we can, and maybe offloading them even faster than we actually buy them. That's where we want to be. And in order to do that, having a war chest is a perfect idea. Now look, let's say that you have a war chest and you don't need it. There's no assets that come along that you want to buy. Like, have you wasted time? Have you wasted money? Have you wasted energy or effort or any of that thing? No, absolutely not. All you've done is you've got opportunities, and you've opened up opportunities for you to do something should the... Let me go change this because you can't see me because of the sun. We just want to change this should the opportunity arise. I'm just trying to make myself brighter, but it's just making the sun brighter. But anyway, so we want to find this opportunity, and we want to be in a position to move quickly on that opportunity. We don't want to be hindered because we've not got cash available and we have to raise finance in some way. So is this something that you should do? I'm not your financial advisor. I can only tell you what we're doing, and that's definitely something that we're going to do because it's really important for us to do that and be in a position where actually we can actually make some money and make some asset purchases where possible. Hope that's useful. Hope it's a little bit of food for thought in terms of how we think and how we operate differently than everybody else. A recession for people who buy businesses is like the next sale is for middle class. You know, they get up early on the morning to buy the bargains, and that's what we do because we're in a position ready to buy. But a recession is different. We're not middle class. We're looking for assets to buy that we can either offload, or we can add them onto our variety of businesses that we already own. We're just thinking about things in a completely different manner than normal. So I hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the box down below, and we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.